What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on here, especially regarding this Charlie Foxtrot of an election process and all the fraud that's going on. We're going to be talking a lot about that. Meanwhile, Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do news until we run out of news, at which point we'll be opening the phone lines for your comments and questions. And if it's anything like yesterday, people are just really very, very angry about what is being done to our country here. Okay, so I want to focus here on the election fraud because there are so many stories out there. This is, you know, not like previous elections where there's, you know, a mention here and a mention there and the corporate media can say, well, it doesn't really change the outcome. There is just so much of it all over the place. And Rudy Giuliani was out there doing a press conference earlier today and just saying, really, it's happening all over the country. You know, we don't know really what to do with it here. And he basically said, you know, there's no checks, no balances. The ballots could be from Mars as far as we're concerned. He said, Biden could have voted 50 times. You know, the ballots could all be coming up from New Jersey. He was speaking from Pennsylvania. And so he was really on high dudgeon. And apparently he filed a lawsuit against the governments of Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Former New York mayor and Trump legal advisor Giuliani revealed yesterday, tearing into state governments for engaging in fraud unlike any he had ever seen. Now, as of the last word, a Democratic judge in Pennsylvania had thrown out Giuliani's lawsuit. Obviously, it's going to take it to a higher court. This is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. It really is. And already Pelosi is out there screaming that Amy Comey Barrett should recuse herself from any court cases involving the election. And I'm sure at some point they're going to say that all of the judge Trump appointee judges, justices ought to step down on this. Not going to happen. But I mean, that's how desperate they are. This thing is still a nail biter. It's still neck and neck. We're now getting word that the media may have called Arizona for Biden too soon because there's still a lot of ballots left to count out there. And Trump is gaining on Biden. It's again, it's a very, very close race. And they maybe shouldn't have handed it off to Biden quite so early. So, again, a lot of these states assigned to Biden and Trump have not actually finished their counting. It's just somebody's educated guess. Well, it's going this way so far. We can expect it to continue that way, except it really doesn't. In a lot of these races, you're seeing at the last second tons and tons of Biden votes just magically appearing from someplace here. Now, there was a court in Pennsylvania rule today that GOP observers must be allowed to watch ballot counting across the state. As we reported earlier in the week, they were these cases, one of them caught on video, where credentialed GOP poll watchers were not being allowed into the counting centers. And they had all the appropriate paperwork. They were supposed to be there. And they were told point blank, no, you can't come in here. Your paperwork is no good here. But this court basically ruled GOP observers must be allowed to watch the ballot counting. And here is the kicker. Okay. The counting centers are still blocking the GOP observers. They're defying the court order. And that alone right there tells you there's something going on in there. They don't want anybody to witness, because if the counting was on the up and up, they'd tell the GOP observer, sure, come on in, you know, have a cup of coffee, you know, and just take a look here. Giuliani was saying that, in some cases, when the observers are allowed into, the balloting places and the counting centers, they're being kept 20 to 30 feet away from where the counting is actually taking place. Well, unless you brought a Celestron telescope with you, you really can't see anything from 20 to 30 feet away. You can't see the signatures if they match. You can't see any of the things that might indicate a fraudulent ballot. And things have gotten so intense that the top Republicans in the Pennsylvania Senate have called on Pennsylvania's top election official to resign. But she's saying no, she's not going to resign. She thinks she's doing a wonderful job. So Pennsylvania Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman of Center County and President Pro Temp Joe Scarnati of Cameron, Clinton, Elk, Jefferson, McKean, Potter, Tioga, and Clearfield counties said hours after the polls closed that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar should resign over changing guidance to counties about how to handle the mail-in and absentee ballots. And so it's reaching the high levels. Again in Pennsylvania, apparently mail-in ballots from the military serving overseas were found dumped in the trash in Pennsylvania. Most of them were Trump votes. And from the small number of votes involved, I am willing to concede this was probably somebody's mistake somewhere rather than intent. But it just underscores the fact that the system does not work. It is not, in fact, accurately tracking every single vote by Americans. They're being basically handled like confetti, and they're getting lost, and they're getting thrown in the trash. Now, over in Michigan, and this is a dead giveaway, the county clerk of Antrim County discovered that the total votes counted by the election software did not match the printed tabulator tapes. And it's those printed tabulator tapes that are used to declare the official results. So already we find out that there is a difference between votes counted and what the official results were reported, at least in this one Michigan county. Okay, now Trump legal advisor Jenna Ellis is discussing this magical 138,000 Michigan Biden votes that appeared out of nowhere in the middle of the night. And, you know, Trump had a sizable lead in Wisconsin and Michigan, but then somehow overnight the ballot showed up, and somebody actually got on video people walking into the counting center with these wheeled briefcases and coolers. And this was, I think, at like 4 o'clock in the morning that this happened. And so it does look like new ballots were being brought on in. Okay. Over again, Michigan, the voter database is indicating that dead people were returning absentee ballots. And apparently the, people were aged anywhere from 118 to 120 years old. They returned absentee ballots. The oldest person alive right now is only 117 years old. So it's getting really, obvious. Again, in Michigan, Jay DeBoyer is the county clerk for St. Clair County. And basically says, that they've discovered, that votes for Trump are being omitted. He's claiming it's a technical error, for that caused Trump's votes to be a significant number off. And it's just all over here. Now, this is a really, really big one. Again, in Michigan, an anonymous tipster with the Postal Service went to Project Veritas, and basically said his supervisor was ordering mail carriers to backdate ballots that arrived the day after the election. They were hand stamped with a postal registration mark for the day before, so that they could be taken over to the counting center. And apparently, this mail carrier said that in many cases the supervisor was actually stamping the ballots himself, and apparently this has launched an investigation, which is probably going to go nowhere, unfortunately, here. Okay, over in Detroit, tens of thousands of ballots were dropped off in USPS boxes at the Detroit Absentee Ballot Processing Center at 3:30 a.m. after the election. After Election Day, in other words, they were 3.5 hours late. And the reason it called attention to itself is before this huge batch of ballots showed up, no ballots had arrived at the center for over 6 hours. And the poll workers were sitting there with no work to do and just sort of cooling their heels. And then all of a sudden, this huge surge of ballots came on in. And according to Michigan election law, all of those mail-in and absentee ballots had to be submitted before 8 p.m. on Tuesday night to be lawfully accepted and counted for the election. So, again, the rules are being bent and broken. it was over in Detroit that somebody caught on video suitcases and coolers being rolled into the Detroit voting center at 4 a.m. and brought into the secure counting area. That's actually on video, and the video, at least for a while, was up on social media. Another video, Detroit election workers are actually cheering as a GOP election monitor and a GOP lawyer are removed from the counting center. A little bit of bias on display there. All right, another in Detroit, apparently 130,000 ballots, all for Biden, arrived in three vehicles in Detroit in the dead of night. And apparently at that counting center, they've covered up all the windows, so much for windows, so much for a transparent process. Person in charge of the building is out there saying, well, they just didn't want anybody staring on in and upsetting the poll workers. Well, you know, if you're going to have a transparent election, it has to be transparent. And covering over the windows goes the other direction here. All right, so let's look at some of the results so far that seem to be there. Now, on Election Day, there was a report that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had lost her reelection to a challenger. That has now been reversed, and I've received several stories today about how she handily won her second term. Democrat House Representative Abigail Spanberger, who's a former CIA operations officer, took the lead over her GOP challenger after 14,616 votes were found on what they're claiming is a mislabeled memory stick. How very, very convenient. Arizona Representative Paul Gosar was denied entry into the Maricopa County Election Center while the ballots were being counted. So Giuliani is right. This is all over the country here. Now, over in Arizona, voters have filed a lawsuit to restore their ballots canceled over Sharpies. Now, the issue is they're claiming that when they went in to vote, they were given these Sharpies to mark their ballots, and the Sharpie ink bled through the other side, making the ballots unreadable by the machines and resulting in their being rejected. And apparently the story goes that Republicans were being given the Sharpies and Democrats were being given ordinary pencils. And so it was a way, again, of suppressing votes. But the lawsuit basically details Maricopa County, Arizona, resident Lori Aquilar, who was given a Sharpie to fill out her ballot. And state officials had previously warned against using felt tip writing utensils on the ballots, but they were being handed out at the polling place here. And so this Aguilera's ballot was not accepted. It was canceled by the poll worker. She asked for a replacement ballot. They denied her. Pardon me. Georgia added between 25 and 35,000 uncounted ballots early this morning, and maybe enough to tip that state back to Biden. Now, Trump had a healthy lead there, and then all of a sudden the ballots came on in, and apparently the number has since grown, saying that they have between 50 and 60,000 uncounted ballots to go through. Over in New York, dead people have been discovered voting. Apparently they found one absentee ballot in the name of somebody who died back in 2012. Another absentee ballot was mailed from an individual who had also passed away a long time ago. So the dead are rising from the grave to vote for Joe Biden. Now, Newt Gingrich is out there telling Donald Trump and Senate Republicans to start opening investigations into all this fraud in states called for Joe Biden, including Arizona, And he's basically echoing the president's claims that Democrats are stealing the election. Yeah, they are. They're not even trying to hide it. They really aren't. It's just right out in the open. And you, as an American, you ought to just be furious at that, because they're disconnecting you from the process of running this country. And the whole promise of the United States of America is that we have a representative democracy where those people in power are put in there with the consent of the governed by way of the ballot box. And now it is just being shoved in our face. That really doesn't work, that we're all just wasting our time going to the ballot box and going to the voting booths. And it should make you angry. Makes me angry. Makes me very angry. If I had a dog, I'd be kicking it. All right. Now, we talked about this story where apparently some 300,000 ballots covering 15 states went missing, just completely disappeared. The Postmaster General was basically said, you will conduct an immediate sweep of these post offices to try and find the missing ballots. And we're talking 300,000 ballots. That's a lot of ballots. It's not like a couple of envelopes lost in the back of a drawer. So today, a federal judge ripped into Postmaster General DeJoy, saying he wants DeJoy to appear under oath with an explanation as to why the Postal Service refused to carry out his order to sweep the facilities for ballots on Election Day. We're getting a lot of that as well here. okay. Story coming on out of Natural News. Trump wins the election. Democrats now working overtime to steal it by fabricating hundreds of thousands of votes in Michigan and Wisconsin. In Pennsylvania, Trump was ahead by nearly 700,000 votes. In Michigan, he was ahead by over 300,000 votes. In Wisconsin, he was ahead by 120,000 votes. And in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, Biden caught up with him. And it's neck and neck again. And apparently what happened, the Democrats shut down vote reporting until 3:30 a.m. And out of nowhere, Biden jumped up 200,000 votes without one single vote for Donald Trump. Rigging does not get more obvious than that. Okay. Here we have another story. Seven Milwaukee wards reporting more votes than total registered voters. And, of course, the only way that can happen is fraud. Wards 234, 269, 272, 273, 274, 277, and 312 all inexplicably, well, it is explicable, they saw voter turnout that exceeded the total number of registered voters. Other wards saw near 100% voter turnout, which generally just does not happen. And apparently, research provided by the Wisconsin Secretary of State revealed that most of the obvious fraud took place on the far southwest side of Milwaukee. The rest was scattered throughout the city, which delayed reporting its vote tallies until most Americans were asleep on election night. And, I don't expect the conservatives and Republicans to be as violent as the lefties, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but they are getting into the streets here. There are protests all over. As a matter of fact, today, they had what they call the Stop the Steal rallies. And these are organized by FreedomWorks, Tea Party Patriots, and others, to support honest counting of legal votes, and Trump supporters were urged to attend the rallies, which were dubbed Protect the Vote and Stop the Steal. And I presume there's going to be more of those, especially as we get into the weekend. All righty. Story. This is coming out of hideoutnow.com. Biden is expected to win in Nevada despite having less than a 1% lead over Trump. And the final results still have not been released. They were supposed to be released later today. And they're saying Biden will squeak the inevitable razor thin victory. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we are going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about what is probably the crookedest election in United States history. And we're talking about some of the results that have already or are about to come out from the election. Trump is leading Biden by 2.6% in Pennsylvania with 89. Can you hear me now? Okay, we seem to be having some technical issues here. And can you hear me? Can you hear me? We're back live here again. All right, so we're talking about what is the crookedest election in United States history, and we're talking about some of the results that are about to happen, we think. Okay, and we've got music. Okay. So Trump is leading Biden by 2.6% in Pennsylvania with 89% of the votes counted. Okay, we seem to be having some issues. We're live on YouTube, but maybe not RBN, and we're trying to figure that out right now. Anyway, regarding Pennsylvania, they're expecting the results sometime tomorrow. Okay, Now, over in North Carolina, Trump is leading Biden by 1.2% with 94% of the votes counted. But they're saying their results will not be known for another week. You know, only 6% of the votes left to be counted, and it's going to take them a week. There is something not right about that, in my opinion. So anyway, Biden's lead in Arizona, we were talking about Arizona before, they may have thrown it to Biden a little too soon. His lead in Arizona narrows to just 68,000 votes, and apparently the absentee ballots are actually favoring Donald Trump, and there's another 400,000 ballots yet to be counted. And that would certainly be an embarrassment to corporate media and the pollsters if Arizona had to flip back to the Trump campaign. Now, Trump is ahead by less than 1% in Georgia, but 98% of the votes are counted. They were supposed to announce those results today, but I have not seen them yet. So we'll keep an eye on that for later on here. Okay, up in Oregon, voters passed a measure to decriminalize hard drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and LSD. And of course, it's all going to be taxed very, very heavily. They've apparently methamphetamine is also on the list of allowable drugs. So if you're into that sort of thing, time to move to Oregon. Over in California, Proposition 22 passed. Now, this was the one that would allow Uber and Lyft to continue treating their drivers as contractors without any benefits, without unemployment, you know, not as high pay as they would be getting if they worked on a regular wage or salary. And so Uber and Lyft's stock went up when Prop 22 passed. Now, Nancy Pelosi is unhappy for a lot of reasons, but right now she's got one more. As a result of the 2020 elections, the number of pro-life women in the House of Representatives has doubled. And apparently 11 pro-life incumbent women won re-election, and 13 new pro-life women were elected to the House. 8 races still have to be called. Right now, it's looking like the GOP will keep control of the Senate, which means that Biden-Harris are going to be a lame duck administration as far as the liberal agenda is concerned. They're not going to be able to pack the courts because the Senate will not go along with that. Anyway, we were talking before about places where the actual number of votes seem to exceed the registered number of voters. And let's see, Nevada. The turnout was 125%, Pennsylvania 109%, Minnesota 107%, North Carolina 106%, Wisconsin 105%, Michigan 105%, and Arizona 101%. So, again, the only way you get that is if there's fraud taking place, and it's massive. It's all over the country here. All right. Well, apparently our RBN feed is back up and running along with our YouTube, so we can keep on moving. Now, a lot of people are saying, what does this debacle of an election really mean? Well, as I was saying earlier in the week, the U.S. cannot claim to be a democracy any longer with elections this obviously being manipulated. Our elections are as badly manipulated as any banana republic or third world nation in decline. And we certainly are not going to be able to point fingers at anybody else saying that we don't approve of the way you run your elections, nor can we justify future wars by saying we're bringing democracy to those other countries, because we need to bring it here first. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. Back with more election news and other news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, hon. Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Call me U.S. Steel. 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the election here, and we were talking about, you know, how this is going to affect the image of the United States of America. And there's a lot of articles in the foreign press right now basically saying that the United States has lost its mantle, if you will, of being this model of a true democracy in action because of what we're seeing unfold here. And there's an article over in Global Times basically saying that what we're seeing, this election, this crooked election, this stolen election, basically is reflecting the decline and decay of the United States of America. And I know I've been saying that I expect in the long run we're going to have a Soviet Union-style collapse, and this could be the beginning of it. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines because callers are already calling in. Area code 512-248-8252. We're going to start with Peter in Los Angeles. Joe in California. Joe in California. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
Mike, it seems like what the CIA used to do in the past, whether it was in Italy, post-war Italy, where they rigged the vote there, all of their crimes that they committed in Latin America, you know, meddling in Latin American elections.
Remember what Henry Kissinger said about Chile? You know, the issues are far too important to let the voters decide.
Right, exactly. Well, and Nixon, well, this was after Pinochet came in. Nixon ordered Kissinger to make their economy scream. So, yes. But it seems like it's all coming home now, not only, you know, with the color revolutions, Antifa, BLM, and now we have the, not that the elections were ever clean and transparent, but it's gotten to, it's hit its apex in terms of being fraudulent with this election.
Yes. Way over the line, way over the line.
Yeah. Mike, if you were going to put a percentage on this in terms of Trump's chances of winning, what would that be?
Unfortunately, I wish I could be more optimistic, but we already have Democratic judges that are trying to run interference on all of these lawsuits. And, you know, they're going to have to get to the Supreme Court on some of these. I don't know. I mean, you know, the deep state has invested a huge amount of time, energy, and money, not to mention exposing themselves to public scrutiny with this crooked election. And I don't see them backing off. And that they're going to do whatever they feel they need to do to get Biden in there, up to and including assassination of Donald Trump.
Right. I mean, they've already cheated enough. So I don't give Trump a chance in the courts. I mean, that's just not going to happen. But they've cheated. They've already cheated so much that I don't see any chance of Trump winning. So, and I was really surprised. I heard Steve Bannon today, and Steve Bannon's very confident. He's talking about 28 of the 50 state legislatures are controlled by the Republicans who will elect the electors. So he believes that might be a path. He doesn't call it a path to victory. He believes Trump already won. He calls it a path to the inauguration. But I'm a little skeptical about that strategy. And then he said, if that doesn't work, take it to the House of Representatives, where it's done, where you have 28 Republican state representatives, basically 28 to 22, and they could easily do it there. But these Republicans, I wouldn't be shocked to find out that the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, are complicit in all this cheating. They don't
like
we
know
Trump.
That there are Republicans who are never Trumpers. We knew that back in 2016, and the ones who got on board with that whole Russiagate hoax.
Right, exactly. I mean, the likes of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan before him, they were never fans of Trump. And look at everything that Trump has done for the party in, you know, their gains in the House. They're keeping, looks like they're going to keep the Senate. But they're not going to stand behind him in this fight. They'll do what, you know, the Barry Goldwater types and the others did with Nixon. I mean, nothing. Granted, Nixon's situation was a lot more serious with facing impeachment. But they'll tell him, look, for the good of the country, you shouldn't fight this. You just have to move on. And that may have been the right thing to do in 1960 when Nixon didn't challenge his defeat to Kennedy because it was a different country back then. Oh. But we can't afford four years of Biden-Harris. He needs to fight this. He's got the moral high ground. He has to fight this, not only for himself, but more important for the whatever 65, 70 million American people who voted for him.
I agree. He's got to fight, and he shouldn't give up, and he should keep on fighting until the fighting is done, if for no other reason than to continue to hammer home to the American people just how crooked the election system has become. And maybe one piece of good that will come out of all of this is there will be a grassroots swell of demand in every single state to overhaul the election system into something that we can trust, because very obviously we cannot trust what we have now.
Right. Well, I'll just leave it with this. I was listening to Glenn Beck, and he made a good point that if Trump does eventually lose and leave office, he will likely start his own network and compete with the likes of Fox and the others just to keep himself in the news. And he right now, they agree, he right now is the favorite for the Republican primary for 2024.
Yes.
No question about it. He is the favorite.
Well, I'll certainly send him a resume.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And now we will go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I'm calling up about what's going to be a sensitive topic. And
okay.
That is election cheating in predominantly black areas. I don't know mm-hmm. if you've seen it, but there's videos out there of Detroit where the Republican election inspector has been thrown out, and everybody, all the black employees stand up and cheer. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, they stand up and cheer, and I all this vote by mail stuff, and I did the numbers on this morning. I believe it's, even though blacks are 12.6% of the population or something, they make up about 24% of all the mail carriers, and it's predominantly in the big cities, right? The Milwaukees,
yeah.
The Philadelphias, the Detroits, and so on and so forth. And whereas I just want to give a quick thing. I mean, if every single black person in the United States in 2008 had voted for Obama, but white people had totally abandoned him, he never would have been elected. White people elected him.
Yeah. No, I voted for Obama. I regret that now. But as
so
opposed to having Bush, you know.
But the point I'm getting to, Mike, there's my senator, Kamala Harris, who I can't stand. But, you
yes.
know, whites aren't even a majority here, but neither are blacks, right? But she has been elected here. And there's other black congressmen all over the place. There's been governors, there have been senators, and they've all been, since there's not one state that has a majority black population, that means that they've been voted by white people. They complain about systematic racism. And what I want to ask you, and by the way, I want to point out that in all these areas where the postal carriers are carrying this huge percentage of ballots that are vote by mail, and they're mostly, the problems are in the city, mostly. The big cities,
yes.
Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Detroit, so on, Atlanta, nobody's watching them. The actual mail carriers, and they're not being watched at all.
Stories about ballots dumped in ditches and stuff. And Project Veritas got another video today in which a mail carrier admitted, you know, that he would take a whole big stack of ballots and make sure that it got put into the correct place to be counted.
Here's the question I want to leave, and the thought. Everybody out there, and I really wish they'd investigate this and get back if they know any different. And I've cited a number of races just in this little one, voting public, you know, for public office, where blacks have been voted in by whites. As a matter of fact, in almost every single one. However, I want people to think in anywhere they know, from the precinct to the ward level, up to the state or congressional or senate or in a national election, if they know of a predominantly black district or ward or precinct, that given the choice between a black candidate for election and a non-black candidate, if they have ever voted for the non-black candidate, whatever their race, have they shown themselves to be that mature as a people, like white people demonstrated when we put in Obama, where they're willing to put that aside? If you can name one race, even at the city council level, with an overwhelmingly black district that has voted for a non-black candidate, I'd like to know about it, because I've investigated it and I can't find any. That's my challenge to anybody out there. And when they talk about systemic racism, I want them people to think about that and throw it right back in their frickin' faces.
Yes,
so,
I agree with you. Okay, it's a good challenge.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's on my mind is this outrage, this theft. You know, Mike, again, I know I'm going to probably get some criticism by a couple of people that listen But again, this shows, unfortunately, Trump's inability to really manage this government, right? Whether it's, I don't know whether you say it's incompetence, just inexperience, being a businessman, not a politician, or anything. Right now, he should be taking command of the military, of the law, federal law enforcement, especially the U.S. Marshals Service and the Border Patrol, because those are the most loyal to him, you know, Border Patrol and ICE. And he should be marching, telling him to go into these various precincts and seize all records, okay, all voting records, and stop the counting immediately. That's what he should have done that. He should have done that 2 days ago when this outrage first started, all right? This is a theft. This is theft of this country.
It's a coup d'etat.
Not just of an election, but of the United States of America. And I'll tell you something, Mike. You're right. If this can go through, I'm not going to respect my own country anymore because as far as I'm concerned, the United States of America is dead, okay?
Sadly, I agree with you. The United States that I knew as a young person is gone. We're well on our way to being the new Soviet Union.
We'd be a banana republic at best, maybe a Soviet republic or something like that. And we would go the way of the Soviet Union because what really caused the Soviet Union to collapse is not Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was not even, I don't think he was all that great of a president in the first place. What it was corruption.
Yes.
The place got so corrupt, people could not count on anything anymore. Became a third world country or a banana republic. I'm going to say bananas up that far and as cold as it gets there. With nuclear armed and a powerful military. And that's what basically we are now becoming, a huge banana republic with a huge military and lots of nuclear weapons. As a matter of fact, if anything, I would think if Biden gets in there, if I was Putin, I would be at high alert, knowing that this guy has his fingers on a nuclear trigger. Okay? The guy doesn't even know what planet.
Thank goodness for the two-man rule. You know, Biden can't launch the nukes all by himself.
Yeah, but it's bad enough, Mike. It's bad enough.
Okay.
You know that you got to come like this. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's really very sad. It's really very sad because, like I said, we are now on a crust. Are we going to take our country back? Are we going to let these clowns do this to us? And I believe that if they get away with this, this will lead probably to some kind of a civil war, maybe even a split up, kind of like the Soviet Union. We're going to split up into various states in this country.
Yes.
We won't even be one country. I think that's coming too.
No, because the liberals will have their little country, and the conservatives will have their little country, and we'll put up really strong border walls.
Because this is unacceptable. What's going on? I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, they're not hiding anything. This is theft. They've got a video and everything else. What is taking Trump so long? Why doesn't he send U.S. marshals or even federal troops? He should have sent federal troops into the various offices of the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA when he first took office and cleaned those places out. Instead of putting these very dirtbags, keeping them in their positions or even appointing them to new positions, like somebody like Haskell there at the CIA, promoting her to be CIA director, keeping Comey at first, and then replacing him with another scumbag like Ray. This is what I'm saying. He doesn't know, at least when it comes to personnel selection, he has no clue what he's doing. And he's not just paying for it, we're paying for it. Because I'm not so concerned about Trump. I'm concerned about our country, Mike. That's my concern. This is the theft of a country. This man was elected by the people, okay? And in a constitutional election, he won enough states. Our system is based on the electoral college, okay, not on a popular vote, and completely fair, and he won it. And yet, from the time he took office, it was basically a coup. The whole Russian nonsense, the Russian conspiracy theory.
Well, because Trump was an outsider, and Trump's victory in 2016 showed that the machine's control over the elections was not absolute. Because enough American people voted to overcome their machinations, which is why they doubled down this time, you know, with the cost of being very, very visible now.
I understand that, but he should have been ready for this. And so should have the people behind
He should have been
ready. This is obvious that they were going to try something like this. I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't think they'd be this blatant about it, though. I mean, they're out front with it. I mean, they're not allowing electors. That's enough to throw these. They need to throw all these various states. They need to throw the election out and order a new election in the various states that are doing this. That's what they should do.
All right, Mark.
Okay, hopefully
Mark, I got to let you go. We've got to take a break from commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Mo, are you there?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, I was just going to say just a couple of things. First of all, you know, the only president I ever, or, you know, anybody that ran for president I've ever worked for was Ron Paul, and I campaigned for him twice. And I kind of should have quit then, because I really do think these presidents are selected. Kind of told me that. You know, you look at this chant they had, lock her up with Hillary. He had four years, and I don't care if he was investigated in this Russiagate stuff. And he has what? How come she was never locked up? That's my first question. Never, nothing was done. She's still out there, you know, the modern-day Jezebel. I know how you feel about her with very good reason. One of the most horrible creatures, from Whitewater to Benghazi to you know, blackmail in Libya. I mean, just a horrible monster of a human being. And this person is she's never done anything. You know, that's my first question. And it just makes me wonder what's really going on. And I think the bottom line is this Hegelian dialectic thing, you know, the out of chaos order. I think they want chaos. I think they want the right against the left, divide and conquer. And I think this is playing right exactly how they want it. I listened to the callers, and you have great callers. You had a great show and people, but I just think we're all being sucked into this thing, this vortex of, you know, fighting each other and rather than focusing on what's, you know, the little jerk behind the curtain. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're right. One of the biggest problems that we have to face is the fact that the political machines, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, is constantly setting us against each other to keep us busy and fighting and tired and not really paying attention to what's going on, you know, as you say, behind the curtain. By the way, it's Nietzsche who said from chaos comes order. And I wish that were the case, but it seems to me that we started with a very orderly nation and we have descended into chaos.
Well, that's what they want. So we're playing right into their hands. You know, I mean, just this whole thing with identifying yourself is, I can see being proud of your country, your heritage. That's great. But I don't think, you know, we should. Of course, I believe in free speech. I'm a libertarian. But, you know, this whole thing of identifying black, white, this and that, we're all human beings. What happened to the content of the character? I think, if anything, you know, that's the worst thing people can do, the black vote, the white vote, the this vote. What? You're all human beings, I thought. What happened to that? You know, the melting pot. And that's the biggest divide of all, you know, the biggest divide of all, don't you think?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Unfortunately, the concept of the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the women vote and so forth comes out of the election process because, unfortunately, the reality is that these groups can be, you know, put together and certain assumptions can be drawn about how they're going to vote. Mo, I need to put you on hold. Don't hang up. You've got to take a break for station identification. I'm going to come right back to you.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.